rose to power a sorcerer of exceedingly wicked virtue. For 80 years did you rule, and for 80 years didst all the land tremble in fear, for the evil in his soul grew increasingly mighty. So uncontrollable was his thirst for power and malign knowledge, that unholy rituals of human sacrifice and beastly orgies of carnal lust did fill his waking hours. And it came to pass that the Lord of Hell appeared unto him in his sleep and spake unto him, saying, "For thee I hold the power over life and death. In return for thy soul thou shalt live forever." And so it was that he sold his soul to the Prince of Darkness, and was placed in the womb of a virgin as she writhed in the fires of hell, that he might one day be born to live a life of immortality. It is written that as time draws to a close, so too draws nigh the hour of his rebirth. Not as a mere mortal, but as a force of evil so great that mayhap it shall rule the world. The hour is at hand, my children. Rejoice ye now together at his rebirth, the birth of the power, the birth of infernal majesty.
Of the little boat yard, you and the young again first. Soar and see your Get some-